Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good
help
can, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red Game Radio with your host, DJ Zimbabwe, an international
call. Hail, away from the Neverland. Presenting
Interface complete.
What's up, people? Y'all already know what time it is, man. It's your boy DJ Smell. So good. And I gotta call my homeboy DJ Storm. Yeah, man, every time I do that, you want to. Know y'all hear that the background. People, y'all even know, man. I'm sitting here chilling. Check it out. This is, you know, we're going to switch it up today for Monday. Normally, this is My Health, Your Health Monday. I'm giving y'all a weekend wrap-up of events that went down this weekend. Shouts out to Ms. Mouth. We had the Ms. Mouth Times Fuck and A&R Indy Seminar Wrap-Up. That's what today is dedicated to. And big ups to Ebony, Cleve, you know what I'm saying, everybody, and Mr. Tommy, happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? I shut it down, you know what I'm saying, for the birthday on Saturday. And from 9 to 3 in the morning, man. I mean, we kept that bitch live. Boy, we had a good time. And, yeah, you know, that's what we talk about. Now, right now, what y'all hear in the background, I'm listening to the old show. My second show, February 26, 2009. I listened to the first one, but that was, like, pointless. But, you know what I'm saying, that bitch is up there. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I listen to it, and it's just funny when you reflect, you know what I'm saying, on your past life, man, and you see that you actually had, you know, progress and have made some improvements. And if y'all all go back into the archives, it's always there. Check out the archives. It's my first episode. You sit there and listen, and you're like, wow. You would never tell, you know what I'm saying? But it's a blessing, man. It's a blessing, you know what I'm saying? Life is about, you know, progression, you know what I'm saying? And doing new things and discovering new things and interacting with new people, you know what I'm saying? It's all about going forward, not staying stagnant or going backwards, you know what I'm saying? And that was one of the reasons for the fucking A&R indie seminar. And you go to www.missmouthtimes.com. Pretty soon you see videos, pictures, and all that. I got to send all that stuff over to him. But, you know, the boy smells so good with heavy, heavy, heavy on the camera rotation. You know what I'm saying? I burnt up over 2 hours of film. Let me go ahead and cut this other show off real quick. Yeah, boy, what we did there, that's a crazy time, man. That's just a... It was a crazy fun time, man, when you listen back to it. You know what I'm saying? Guaranteed. If you're a fan of this show, I encourage you, please, you know what I'm saying, go back and check out the first episode. They're completely, completely different in the content and what you get now. Guaranteed, you will see a flip-flop from the first season to the second season. It's going coming up on our third season, people, in February, third season, right here live, Regular Game Radio. Is you know, it's something spectacular, man, and we've been holding it down. Been blessed to be up in here Monday through Friday. Used to do the Monday through Saturday, but, you know, things change, and you have to change with the times, you know what I'm saying? real quick, let me just tell you what went down. This was what we had here. The fucking A&R went down yesterday, October 3rd, at started at 3 p.m. Key speakers included Marco Maul from Nappy Boy Digital and Florida Film House. Also, Charlemagne Tha God, which was from WHXT Hot 103.9 in Columbia, South Carolina, and the William Wendy Williams Experience. This is the whole reason for the seminar. Did you know that roughly 90% of all artists' promo materials, including CDs, flyers, posters, and all that other kind of shit, you know, gets trashed. So, you know, when you're sending this off to a record label, you know, or sending this off to an A&R rep, you know what I'm saying? They get so much stuff, man, that not even does it, you know, with all this stuff to me, it doesn't get trashed, but it just takes me a while to review the stuff. So that's what the seminar is based off of. Learn how to effectively promote your music by the industry leading DJs, execs, and record breakers. It went down to Club Nouveau. And it was hosted by Brian J. Shouts out to Brian J. And everybody who did come through, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to DJ Dawan from Down South Players. And Down South Players and D-Vibes. He was up in the building. Hood Magazine was up in the building. Miss Mount Times. Your boy Smell was in the building, of course. I was on the panel. Didn't see Good Times. Good Times wasn't up in there. And Grind Time was up in there. Grind Time Magazine came through. They held it down. Shouts out to them. I think it's everybody who I met. So, yeah, we had a good time. Don't forget, we got an on-site registration. It already went down, but Miss Mouth is doing a $10,000 indie artist giveaway. And you can contact her at Miss Mouth. GossipDiva@gmail.com or hit up at 813-235-5553 or visit www.themissmouthtimes.com and get all kind of information. And there you go. And that was what went down
tonight
for that weekend. That's your promo. This Heavenly Angel is in the building. What's happening?
How's it going?
Giving the old weekend wrap up. Listening to my old show. I sat there and listened to my first show today. You know what I mean? You ever listen to that?
Whoa. Breaking up
here. Oh. I said, you ever go back and listen to my first show?
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
Okay.
You going back to your first show?
No, I said, have you had a chance to listen to the first
episode?
Okay,
we're breaking up here. I'm having bad connections.
Oh.
So I'm not getting the full story here.
Yeah, that's what you out and about?
Well, I heard some about, no, I'm in the house, but I'm not getting a good signal, but I heard some about the weekend wrap-up or something. I forgot. You know, I had a big weekend, and my family came over. My sister came up from California with her baby and her husband, and, yeah, I had a big gathering here, and I forgot all about it.
yeah, that's what's up. No. What I was saying, earlier before the show, I personally listened back to my first show.
Oh, I hear you now. Okay, you were listening
to
your first
show. That's what I was asking. Did you have a chance to listen to the initial February 25th show?
February 25th of last year.
Yeah.
That would be correct.
Yeah, that was the first show that I ever did. But, you know, I'm just listening back to it to hear the difference, you know what I'm saying, from then and now, you know what I'm saying? And it's just the whole first season of my radio is completely different than what you hear on the second half. It's completely different, you know what I'm saying? It's
well, I came in around the second round in February. That's when I hooked up here with you.
Yeah,
didn't get enough
that,
of my
was,
smelly.
That was after Miss Tasha Triple X. Yeah, that's, you know, my first season was with Miss Natasha Triple X from Australia. And then
yeah,
for the about two or three weeks in between then, you know, I didn't I didn't have any co-hosts, you know what I'm saying? Because she,
right,
you know, got busy doing things. And
when you came along,
you know what I'm saying, the silent boy wonder, you know what I'm saying?
You always have Timmy.
Yeah, well, you know, Timmy keeps real. You know what I'm saying? Timmy keeps it real. Raw.
Man, he's a man. He knows how to let you in and out, baby.
And who the hell sending me text messages? Oh, I didn't even call him. Uh-oh. I'm bad. I'm sorry. I didn't call the girl back last night. No, I'm in trouble.
I got my homegirl here listening.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Shout out to homegirl listening.
This is Vanessa.
Okay, there we go.
Good.
Shout out to Miss Vanessa. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, what's she on the other line?
06.
She on the other line, bro?
Nikki what, Licks?
Yeah, Nikki Licks 666.
Did you say Nikki Licks? Oh, my bad. You know, I'd be having a hearing problem sometimes. You know what I mean? So tell your friend welcome to the show.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Oh. Sorry. That's Timmy, you know, that's Timmy.
He's welcome.
He sometimes is expressive in his thinking, you know what I'm saying?
Timmy!
Yeah. And, but check it out, I DJed this weekend. I had a DJ gig, had a birthday party to do, birthday party, and that went down Saturday. Had a good time, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody who brought me down for the birthday party last minute. And I'm going to be trying it, too. I normally charge 4 hours for $150. You know what I'm saying? That's cheap. That's actually dirt cheap. It's actually too cheap.
Seriously, that is dirt cheap.
But, you know, we got dirt cheap-ass motherfuckers down here, so you got to kind of roll with the punch. So, you know, mother called me up the day of. Now, when you call me up the day of, that's $75 extra. If you call me within 2, 3, 4 hours of your event, that's $75 extra. That's how I do it. You know what I'm saying? Because, goddamn it, you should have planned ahead.
Homeboy, dude, just open your mouth. It should be $150 an hour, baby.
Well, hey, you know what I'm saying? That's what I tell the ladies sometimes. Oh, wait a minute.
We know what you're saying.
And then I say that. But so they wanted to do the party. Now they called me like 5 o'clock, and they wanted to do the party from 7 to 3 in the morning, 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. So I said $200. You know what I'm saying? That was still. Listen, people, DJs will run you at least $300 and up. You know what I'm saying? The shit I'm doing is just shit because I come through and I sell my tobacco and stuff like that. That's kind of why I give up. A discount. If I find that you can smoke out, you know, inside or outside, then I'll give you a discount, you know what I'm saying, on the gig. So, shit, everybody was smoking, so goddamn, you get a discount on the gig, you know what I'm saying? So I, you know, sold my little tobacco. That was cool. But, you know, I had to renegotiate the deal, so it ended up being from 9 p.m. to 2 in the morning. So, you know, got them set up, did the gig. End up doing the gig to like 3 in the morning, though, still. You know what I'm saying? Ended up getting the liquor off into me. Shout out to Ebony. Hooking up the drinks, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's one thing about me. You get me buzzed up, I'm rolling. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling good. And I will shut your party down till the fire marshal come and shut us down. And so we had a good time. So that was Saturday. Yesterday, we had... Okay, shouts out to Cooper Barn. I'll give y'all an update in just a second on his info. Yesterday we had what was called the fucking A&R in the seminar. And but what we have down here, man, we got a problem with independent artists running off and wasting money trying to get their music on the radio, wasting their money trying to send it to an A&R. And an A&R is the person that works for, you know, the record label. They're the person that kind of critiques the music before it actually gets to a radio record thing, you know what I'm saying, to possibly get you signed or whatever. But what happens nowadays, you know what I'm saying, most A&Rs, they don't They don't listen to that music, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about 1,000 people from all around the country is sending, like, sending in a CD, or some of them sending an EPK or press kit, you know what I'm saying, that details everything about them and their whole music career, which that's what you're supposed to have as an artist. You should have a press kit along with your CD and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So the purpose of the seminar was basically just to show artists that it's other ways, you know what I'm saying, besides trying to seek an A&R to put you on the map. And
What's one of the other ways?
Well, my main thing I was on the panel, you know what I'm saying? We had a panel consisting of different DJs and people from the industry and stuff like that. Shout out to Nappy Heads record. My key thing was self-promotion, you know what I'm saying? Like I tell any artist, you know, I can't make you hot until you make yourself hot. Because if you don't believe in yourself, you know what I'm saying, nobody else going to believe it. You know, so instead of running around and trying to take your music, prime example, Ludacris, Master P, and I think of Nelly too. All of these artists sold 50,000 units out of their trunks before any A&R, any record label came to seek them. So this is what I'm saying. You have to make yourself hot. A DJ is an assistant. We just there to assist you and making you hot and getting you out into the streets and getting you into the club. But it's still your job as an artist to be dedicated to yourself and take your music to the barbershop, hair salon, little mom and pop shops that, you know, will let you put your CDs up in there and get a commission off of that. And I ain't talking about, see, the problem that these stupid motherfuckers down here do is that they go out and they give their music away. And I mean, they spend $100, $200 to get their music pressed up and look professional. But then they don't be professional about it and sell themselves. So what is the point? You know what I'm saying? I don't have to cuss out artists for bringing me 20, 30 CDs and be like, hey, Smell, I'm gonna set these down, man. You know, after you sell them, just give me $3 off of each one of them. You keep $2.
Yeah.
That, you know, that don't make – I don't work for you. I don't work for artists, period. A DJ does not work for an artist unless we sit up there – and make a contract, because that's called a distribution deal. When you start getting on to big record labels, Slip and Slide Records, Def Jam Records, and all this, you don't have to be signed, which is what artists are finding out now. You really don't want to be signed. Once you sign to a record label, therefore you cut off, you're telling the record label, I want you to do everything for me, and I want you to make me a superstar. But if you was a real artist, you would have already done the legwork prior to the record companies looking for you. You know what I'm saying? You should already be popping in the streets. You already should have a song or two circulating in the clubs. And you should be playing in some other state. And that would have been difficult to say a couple of years ago. But with the internet, creation of the internet, that is stupid for you to
shows
not
like
be
yours.
In another state.
So it's yours.
No way that you're telling me that you can't be in another country or another state. You know what I'm saying? And
from around the world, baby.
Around the world. So, and your music is being heard directly in Washington. The only reason that it's not being heard directly in Washington, if you're not here to hear it being played in Washington. So, you know, I pointed that out because, you know, I'm going to play your music and I'm going to support you. But if you're not a real artist, you're not serious about your craft, and you're not going to turn around and support me, then fuck you. You know, I don't work for you. You know what I'm saying? And a majority of the artists that was in there, I handed out my business cards that has my radio show information. They should be calling me. If you're interested in hearing your shit on the radio, I don't give a fuck what kind of radio station it is. Whether it's FM, AM, shit, a trucker's riding down the street and playing a goddamn song over the CB. If your music is getting out there, then that's a new market. That's all the market you want to be in, and you got to get your music out there. Real interjection, Goofy Bone is up in the building. He got new videos posted on YouTube for Crack Story and new video for Sexual. I'll be checking them out in just a second. Big ups to Goofy Bone. That's San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? Representing real big. Another radio show host. And that's my other thing. You know, all the music that I get, that's what I mean by record breaking. You know, my thing is if I break a record, that means I'm getting at least 20 to 30 people that's listening to it and enjoy the music. So when I play it here, you know what I'm saying, you know, you all ask for Ashwood. So therefore, to me, that record is broken. You all ask for Q Hall. So to me, that record is broken. You know what I'm saying? Shelly K. You know, these type of artists, K, you know what I'm saying? John New, you know what I'm saying? If you have a constant request for these artists, that is what record breaking is all about. You know what I'm saying? When you hear the FM AM radio station and you get, you know, they tell you to call in for your request. The way they based off the music that they're going to play is by how many requests that come in that given day. Case in point, we sent the music. We sent John New's song, I Need Money. We sent that to 95.7 The Beat. I had everybody, even Angel, you was there because you called. Everybody called. You know what I'm saying? So you're talking about states. Now, you got to understand your local FM and AM radio stations, they only broadcast to a tri-county area. That's as far as their antennas reach. Once you get out of the tri-county area, then you get into another person's broadcasting area. And that's how it's set up state to state. You know what I'm saying? Until you go to XM radio or internet radio. So you're limited. So to me, it makes no sense for you to run and try to get your music on the radio because you're limited. Only three areas are going to hear your shit. Orlando, which is 45 minutes away, doesn't hear Tampa music. Unless you got a good radio, then you can pick up our stations. But vice versa, we don't pick up their station. They got a station called 102 Jam, which they one radio station kills all three of our fucking radio stations down here. I mean, because they play independent music, they play like everything. They play every single thing besides our radio station. They just want to play the fucking top 20, top 40 bullshit music. And then on Sundays, they might give independent music, you know what I'm saying, a little listening in for like 2 hours, and then that's it. But the majority of the people that are listening to the radio station are independent artists. The people that are supporting the radio station are independent artists. The people that are getting fucked over are the independent artists. You know, but it's a lot. It's got a lot to do back onto the artists. These motherfuckers are lazy. They look at the damn videos and they see T.I. and they see Lil Wayne, they see Flyers, and they see these fake ass images. But then when it comes down to putting the groundwork and actually putting their work into it, they don't know. They don't want to do that. They lazy. And I cussed all their asses out last night. Man, you motherfuckers is lazy. You know what I'm saying?
Because
you pointing the finger. Yeah, you pointing the finger. No, I got it. I got it'll be YouTube in a few minutes. I got, you know, I recorded the whole little session, you know what I'm saying? They ain't even letting me get off like I wanted to get off. I wanted to really get off. I had questions in there. Really, I should have just did the whole fucking seminar by my motherfucking self. Because even the motherfuckers that sit up there on the panel, they weren't even trying to voice their opinion on what these artists really need to hear. You sons of bitches need to tighten your game up. If you're not selling units in the street, you're backwards. You're ass backwards. You know, these dudes be coming up to me, and they'll give me a CD. Okay, inserts cost you 5,000. Inserts cost you $150. That's cheap. $150 for 5,000 inserts, full color. But then when they put the insert in and you look at the CD is blank. The CD got no nothing on it, no writing on it, no label on it, no nothing. So if I take this CD out and I separate it from the insert, what has that done? It did nothing, because if I lose the insert, I don't know who the fuck this is. Who gave me the CD?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? This is key things I point out, but they're very important. If I'm in the club and I'm DJing to 1,000 people, like this dude brought me a CD, he brought me a fucking mixtape, though. He didn't tell me on the insert says, new hit single, get it, but when I pop the CD in, it's 22 tracks on the CD. What the fuck track is get it? What is your single? What is your hit that you want to get out there for the people to hear? You got to be specific. Okay, just for me actually clicking through it, because I wasn't in the club, though, I found out it was track two. You see what I'm saying? But this is my point. I'm not supposed to know that. You're supposed to tell me that. You're supposed to have a number two or track two new hit single, get it, off of new mixtape, whatever the name of it is. You see what I'm saying? This is what they just not understanding. This is a business. Dude came up and said, well, you think it's cool for artists. Matter of fact, you ever been to a show? Hell, let me compare black and white. You ever been to a rock and roll show, jazz show, or any other show, and an artist comes out on stage with a motherfucking bottle of alcohol or alcohol in his hand and drinking live on stage doing his performance?
Or a blunt?
Have you ever seen that? Not a blunt. Blunt is totally different because that's a different psychological effect. You know what I'm saying? Being
right.
Drunk and being high, that's two different things.
I really haven't seen anybody with, no, unless
you see what I'm saying?
And count. The Scythians and beer count?
Any alcohol, period, during your performance.
Scythians and beers, that's all I know.
Okay. Well, me and C. Wakely, shout out to C. Wakely, another record breaker down here. You know, this is what I said. I said you're a performer. If I'm paying you $100, $200 to get your ass on stage, I expect you to get your ass on stage and perform, not to miss one line, not to run out of breath, you know what I'm saying, not to be spilling alcohol on yourself, you know what I'm saying, or spilling alcohol on my stage.
Is that what's going on down there?
This is what goes on, you know what I'm saying, and they getting this image. I don't know where the fuck they get this image from. I really don't. T.I. don't come on stage and do that. Jeezy don't come on stage. Gucci Mane, Alicia Keys, none of these big
Wayne
artists.
Little Wayne be coming up with his alcohol in his cup.
Well, that
playing.
Might be where they get it from. But they don't know.
Yeah.
They're not on Little Wayne status. That's what we also had to say. They're not on Little Wayne status. They don't have, they're not getting paid $50,000 a show to have that type of leeway. You see what I'm saying?
Shout
they don't
to
have
Jaime
no leeway.
In the chat room.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to, let me give a chat. Bridge.
I'm the guest.
There we go. Amy Garcia. Okay.
676-166. That's me.
And but that's one of the biggest things. You know what I'm saying? We had to, and that's the whole purpose of the seminar. But the only thing that kind of pissed me off about the seminar was what we were all sitting at, the whole panel, and we're in a big-ass club. You know what I'm saying? The club holds probably like 2,000 people. I mean, realistically, that's how big the club is. Realistically, it was less than 100 people at this motherfucker. So everybody should have been, and like my homeboy Grand Eva had to point out, if you're really serious about your craft, and you're really serious about answering questions, and you paid $10 to come in here to ask the questions how to break into the industry or to network, these sons of bitches, they sat back by the bar, drinking at the bar. You know what I'm saying? Only one artist came up and stood there the whole time and actively asked questions. So to me, that speaks for the rest of the 99 motherfuckers in here. Y'all ain't serious.
Well, they ain't, and that's all right, you know?
You feel me? And that showed that was a statistic. One out of every 100 is going
to
blow. That is,
you need
that
to
is
be a shark
statistic.
Out there.
Right. That's a real statistic. One out of every 100 artists will actually make it into the mainstream, or actually what we say, blow. You know what I'm saying? They will actually get to the top. And out of all these other artists that's trying to get somewhere, because they're being dedicated. You know what I'm saying? They're showing the dedication. It's not even about being dedicated. It's about showing your dedication.
Well, I do have a request, though. Doofy
Bones,
new sexual.
Oh, you want to hear that song? You never heard that before?
You seen the video?
Yeah. Well, no, I ain't seen the video. I got to go in. As a matter of fact, as we play the song, we're going to get into a little quick song break. We're going to feature that real quick. And y'all go to youtube.com/STR8LOC. Yeah, Straight Loc Records, you know what I'm saying? And or you just look up Goofy Bone. On YouTube.com, and you can check out all the new videos. We got a lot of videos, and I do want to commend Ashwood, KG, my homeboy Buddy Roe, T Money, who else? And there's a couple of artists that are stepping their game up and getting videos done. You know what I'm saying? So that shows progression. That now that you feel comfortable that, you know what I'm saying, you've reached one plateau and that you're getting into another plateau. But now, out of all these artists, I can only say probably Ashwood has been the only one that's actively selling his CDs in the streets. Like Goofy Bone taking his shit to the schools and stuff and selling his music, that's what you got to do. You know, you got to sell your music. If I can't say anything else to an independent artist, you have to sell your music. I don't care if it's for $1 or $2. You have to sell your music. Downhill CDs cost $15 for 100 CDs. So there's no way that you can't tell me that you, if you burn them CDs up, that you can't sell yourself for a buck, which in essence, you're selling yourself short, and you should be selling it for $5 a pop. But just to get you, you know, your name out there real quick, to get some revenue generated, a dollar CD, you know what I'm saying, would suffice. You can't tell these stupid motherfuckers that, though. You know what I'm saying? They want to run around and think they got them Joe Rich or somebody and give away their product, you know, which is wrong. You're wrong. You're just dead wrong. I can't say that enough. You're dead ass wrong. You're giving it to a DJ, that's one thing. Anybody else, they should be paying you for your music. Your homeboys should be paying you for your music. Your homegirls should be paying you. Your family should be buying your goddamn music. That is called support. That's called building a fan base. Because if they buy your music, that means they believe in you and they believe enough in your music to support you financially. Anybody will listen to your shit for free. But once they pay for it, they're going to focus on their listening. They're not just going to pop it in. Now they're going to really give it a listen because they had to pay for it. Versus you just give it to them for free. All right. Coming right back out. This is Wrecking the Game Radio. Captain Smell So Good in the Building. Miss Mouth Times. Fucking A&R Indie Seminar wrap-up over the weekend. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to do what we do right here live. Get into some good music. This is Goofy Bone. Straight Low Records Zone. This is called Sexual. And make sure y'all check out the YouTube. Huh? Yeah.
Me gusta tu estilo tan sabroso, con cada beso sobre mi cuerpo, me hace llover por dentro.
How you doing?
How you doing, Miss Nice Long Hair? Don't mind me, I like to stare. Just thinking what I could do to you. One-on-one, girl, you'd be through. Lying in the bed, just full of steam. Had you thinking that this was a dream? Don't worry, it's not a scheme. I just wanna get you in a hot sex scene. She wants to look it up and down. Mr. Bone just going downtown while riding me all damn day. Hot sex from Saturday to Sunday. You know that Sunday moaning. She wants to get the last of her moaning. Gotta give her one last little spell to make sure you rock them bells. Baby girl just got it so good, making her fall in love with a hood. Adding her number to my phone, hitting her up when I'm home alone.
Baby, let's get sexual, make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things, anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing all. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, but you do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Damn, look what you move. Body of a goddess, what it do? All I wanna do is get it on with you. Let's leave the club and get sexual. Different location every night,
every night.
Any position that you like.
That you like. Rough,
soft, slow, fast. Pulling on your hair while I'm slapping your ass.
And you're
doing the things that you wanna do. All you gotta do is get that bruise. Girl, I'm the truth, your man's so fake. If you blink your eyes, you're the one I'ma take. Call me George, I'll call you Chains. This is my jungle, ride my veins. Being and your man are not the same. You're coming home with me cause I got more games. Please, you please, you show you what it is. I don't give a damn if you got you. Leaving with your man cause you make plans to come with me to a different land. Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things, anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing all. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Sex ain't nothing to me. If you're a bitch, I fuck off your fleas. That ain't nothing but the G and me. Handling business so drastically. Jamming it till you get it all. Let me do the work so you can have a ball. Your legs a little shaky, I hope you don't fall. Man, it's coming down like Niagara Falls. She wants it from behind. This bone is touching the spine. Baby girl don't understand. She swears to God I'm Superman. It gets my power from the hood to make sure your handle's good. I'll never leave you in disgrace, and I put that on the angels that clog my face. I'm just a one-night stand. I never ever could be your man. You just got served by Goofy Bone. My job is done, now where's the next one?
Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things, anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Ay, papi, eres lo mejor en mi vida. Ay, papi, Dios te ha bendecido con una gran pasión. Ay, es que me hace explotar en cada venido. Ay, papi, ¿por qué no me haces mujer por ahora? Ay, papi.
Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me, I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
The Trilateral Commission. Tuning into the
shit, smell it.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship smell it.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune into him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute?
Sing it!
crack stories, people. This is the motherfucking crack stories.
That's what I'm talking about. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. All right, y'all on, people. Let me get a second.
Timmy! Yeah, y'all hear
what
it in the background. This is, I had to put down pause real quick. Listen to another Goofy Bone exclusive. You know what I'm saying? Crack stories. I thought I was back on the corner for a minute. Oh, I guess that wasn't that funny. What's happening, people? Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. What's up, yeah. Smelly?
Sitting like a bit. Hey, no, y'all know we're going into Creole tomorrow, right? Tuesday time to learn Nazca language, Creole.
Uh-huh.
Get everybody prepared. All right, let's get you prepared. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be stopped by Sam. I'll be laying all up in this Mudaneka. You know what I'm laying? If you don't.
See you next time. This show for the Sinai's ufology rant.
Oh, well, I need to make a show for that?
No, I just need 5 minutes.
okay. Well, go ahead, run it.
No?
You need some intro music? Yeah, you need some music or something to pump it up?
No, I don't need intro music. I don't need intro music.
Oh. All right, here we go. The Sinai's 5 minutes Mudaneka rant.
Now, for starters, this weekend I was looking at several UFO websites, and we got one that claimed that they had a UFO fleet above Rotterdam. Well, I take a look at the video, and within 10 seconds I say, those are not UFOs, those are fucking balloons. And I even asked a friend of mine from Rotterdam itself, and he called me back an hour later. He had done some research, and there was a balloon releasing contest in the market of Rotterdam just 20 minutes before this
video.
No
way.
Yeah, there was.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Everybody on the video was boasting with my, oh, a UFO fleet, UFO fleet. And I spotted that like in 10 seconds. You can look at the way those objects move to the sky and how they move in relation to each other. And then, and most of the time it will be balloons, and that were balloons. But, oh boy, did I get annoyed by all those people that started shouting, oh, UFO fleet above the Netherlands. Yeah, fuck off. That's
fuck off.
That's rant number one. And we got rant number two. I was listening to a Blog Talk show this morning. It was an archive show that was done this weekend. I will not say who did it and what show it was. But they were talking about a press club where several old soldiers, military personnel, made a statement about ufology and nuclear weapons. And they were really about, this is new for ufology, and now we're finally going to get somewhere. Wrong, we're not getting anywhere. This has happened before in the 90s with Stephen Greer, Disclosure Project, also several soldiers, military personnel making statements about ufology and all that stuff didn't help a bit. So why is this different than then? It isn't.
Well, I mean, that's that same shit that I read the other day where they're talking about they got the fucking ambassador and shit now hired to greet the goddamn incoming aliens and shit, you know what I'm saying, that might come down on the planet and have no one to talk to. As if they were that unintelligent, you know what I'm saying, and needed a motherfucker. Man, get the hell up out of here, people. If y'all
uh-huh.
want a motherfucker listening to War of the Worlds all over again, I'll schedule that for this Friday, and I'll motherfucking do it. I'll scare the shit out of you.
But, yeah, I
mean, Orin Welles.
I like to do the rant. Because I'm interested in ufology, but those stupid, ignorant people really mess up the subject.
You know what I'm going to do for you, bro?
What
are
you going to do?
I'm getting people in war, man.
Lying! Piece of sack of shit! Slut trash
can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Alrighty, yeah. That was my weekend frustration, actually.
And that was the Sayonai
Ufology round.
Now, goddamn, all right, some bitch, some bitch. All right, people. Now I got somebody beaming up.
Yay!
Yay!
Must already know who it is. You know what I'm saying? Since you left that some bitch on here, you know what I'm saying? Him and got
Timmy!
Can shit up. All right. Salamu.
What's popping in this mood to make a motherfucker?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwazers.
We know what you
Somebody
did
got
over the weekend.
Hey, you know, I was working on videos all weekend, so I didn't have no show, so that wasn't me.
I wasn't bashing them. What's happening there, Mr. Goofy Bone, representing San Jose, California?
What's poppin', DJ Smell So Good, Captain of the Starship Smelly Prize? How you doing, homeboy? What you think of my videos, man?
Still wiping myself off from the first one, but yeah, we're digging it for the second one.
See, those are Asian massage parlor chicks.
I'm pretty sure, and yeah. Those aren't standard Asians, though. Yeah.
Look, I made a commercial for them because I promised
them. But
I'm
telling you, though, them chicks, I don't give a fuck where you walk around in Tampa. You can go to goddamn little Chinatown if we got one. I don't think we do, but you ain't going to find no Chinaman, no Vietnamese, no Asian persuasion, period, stick like that.
Asian persuasion?
Yeah, of the Asian persuasion. Yeah, of the Asian persuasion.
Well, that's over here on the West Coast. That's a place called Bella's Saloon Spa. I posted a commercial. I made them a little commercial. I posted it in the chat room, so you know all their names and all that stuff.
Nah, I ain't need to know a name. What a name? Konnichiwa, Banky, and I don't need to know no motherfucking names. Shit. All I need to know is hands on my back. You know what I'm saying? That's all I need to know. Hey, so what? They what, Vietnamese?
Yeah, those are Vietnamese women.
Oh, okay. You can reach Bella Salon Spa at 650. Fuck that.
So all those are UFO fleet, cyanide?
That's a balloon fleet. Look at it.
You know what the funny thing is? It's like, okay, we're not in the 80s no more, so there's no more taking far away foot pictures.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Hey, what the fuck kind of number is you advertising, man?
If you feel you have
reached a number,
please check the number and call your call.
God damn it, 650-965-8899. That shit ain't working.
That's real.
We're going to try and sell them this one more time, people.
That's the number they have on their shit.
We're sorry. You have reached the number that has been disconnected.
And that's in English, goddammit. We're sorry. The number, you have a reach, is a no worker. All right, guys, we better look up motherfucking Bella Salon Spa since this stone bitch don't want to give us the goddamn correct information. It's all good. I got something for you, homie.
That's the motherfucking one. That's the number that they motherfucking gave me.
They must have been saying it in Vietnamese, and you ain't.
They just wanted to get rid of you? Let's give them a fake number.
you won't be back. That's the Bella Salon Spa. There we go, people.
Let's be glad that they didn't give you the number of Tinkler's vibrator store. The Tinkler's
Bella
vibrator
Salon.
Store.
Spa. Bella Salon and Spa. There we go. Let's see. That's a, they got a couple of them, though, all over. Iowa. And I don't think this is. It's got a white chick on the front of it.
Can you pass the master pass, please?
Oh, this is in Kentucky. Yeah, that's not it.
What you going to stick into that, Heavenly Angel?
Hey, people. I don't
need to stick anything in it, baby. You do.
Yeah, I don't, hey, where's Vanessa at? Where your friend at, Ms. Heavenly Angel?
He right here, baby, right here. Hello.
Okay,
hello.
You enjoying the show so far?
Oh, yes. He's got her comments. You just ain't heard them. I think I need to be on the radio.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Because we live up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Oh. No. Excuse me. That slipped, people. That slipped. Yeah. Right. Hey, let me give y'all some info real quick, man. This is some real deal info. All you laptop owners out there, man. It's a website called Call Cellular, CallCellular, CallCellular.com. I looked everywhere else. A goddamn laptop charger, it runs for like $50, $60, up to $100, you know what I'm saying, if you buy it anywhere at your local stores. This website, you can get a universal AC laptop charger for $27.88 before taxes. And with shipping, it comes up to like $35. That's for laptop owners. Now, if you got cameras, like I got this, the new Canon that came out, if y'all ever seen it on TV yet, the Canon FS 300, you know, I got one on, you know what I'm saying? It's like $300-$400 in the store. And the goddamn batteries is like $34 to $50 everywhere else. Well, I found a website with the goddamn that it will send you a battery and the charger for $14.99, and that's at bargainsale.com. They will send you the battery and the charger. With shipping, is $23.
Be careful with cheap batteries.
I'll set the charger, really. Shit, they just give me a battery for free. You know. I wanted a charger. But I don't know what's up with the charge. So I really just get the battery charged and say fuck it. I went to Radio Shack. Radio Shack cost about $35, but the bitch didn't know if the motherfucker would. How you work at a place and you don't know what the fuck is going on? That's like a motherfucker working at a tire shop but don't know how to change tires. You know what I'm saying? But you outside dirty as hell, but you don't know how to change the tire. Oh no, I just cleaned the rim. What the fuck? Don't make no sense, people. I mean, if you're working at fucking McDonald's and you don't know how to make a goddamn hamburger, what the fuck is you working there for? Oh, I only know how to bag up fries. What point is that? Because if goddamn vets get sick and you need to take over a position, well, people are going to get some fucked up fry burgers then, because that's the only way you know how to motherfucker make a sandwich with fries on. Like, come on, people. Anyway, that's my frustration, and I'm out. 5 minutes to the nutty news. What's your advice there, Mr. Cyanide, for purchasing items over the internet?
Purchasing item over the internet, check out the store before you buy it. Do a search for the store's name and the store's URL. If it's a store, not giving what they promise, you will find reviews of the shop on the net, and you know that you don't want to order there. You got to find something else.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Just heads up to everybody out there that leaves me comments. I don't see the comments until after the show. And I actually didn't know that you said, hey, Smelly, leave from work now, until I just happened to go on to... my little BTR homepage, and then it makes it show. Just give you a heads up, because I've seen that before. You're like, no show today, and I'm like, I didn't see that, you know what I'm saying, until after shit the next day or something like that. So I'm just saying, it's not an instant message, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, be careful with cheap batteries. You're damn right.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is a video of the Bloom Fleet. Oh, okay, let's check that out. Vloot, Lichtballen, Rotterdam. Lichtball. All right, Lichtballen.
Lichtballen?
Ain't that what it is? Lichtballen? Vloot, Lichtballen.
Let me see. Whatever
video you just posted.
Light balls. They call it light balls.
Oh, it looks like it says lick balls. Look balling.
All right. Light balloons. They call them light balls.
Ballonen. Desi Verden. Los Galaten. Nain. Demonstrati. Bish. De abort. Abortus. Klinik. In Rotterdam,
what
the demo
fuck?
Was von 11 tot 12 in de Ballonen gegen 12 de Luft in. All right, that's a black man reading, absolutely fucking up Dutch, but that's how I get down. That's how I get down. Shit. Now, that was cool, though. Whoever had that ragged-ass camera... Why are we in 2010 and motherfuckers can't get clear images of shit in the sky? I don't understand.
Exactly. That's what I was talking about right now. We're not
what
in
the fuck is that? My camera can zoom to the fucking moon. And it starts to distort. But damn, it can zoom to the moon. It can zoom and take a picture of a star. I can zoom 1,000 fucking feet down the road and see what the hell is going on and take a picture of it. Clearly, what the fuck is these people with these cameras at? And it's all people that deal with goddamn UFOs. Every other video, it might look clear, but when it comes to UFO sightings, Bigfoot sightings, all this, why the fuck everybody using an Etch-a-Sketch to show you the damn demonstration of what the hell is what was seen? Fisher Price does not make a good video camera, people. Stop going in the line of play world, Toys R Us, and getting you a goddamn $10 fucking video camera and thinking that shit's gonna do something. A bubblegum video camera. These motherfuckers got to be going to Walmart and then turning the wheel and shit. Mom, give me 4 more quarters. I almost got it. Jeez. Video sucks. Just like that video. And I don't understand. Y'all right there next to... Well, y'all ain't next to, but... Y'all can get shit cheaper than us, you know what I'm saying, as far as technology. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can get it, like, super direct from China and all them other countries, because you're over there. Us, we got to wait a little bit longer, you know what I'm saying? But we still got it. I don't know. All right, that's my rant, I guess you want to call it. All right, anyways, people, y'all already know what time it is. Anybody got a watch on?
Yeah, what time is it?
What is that? What time is it?
The Nutty News time.
Boy, look at here. Some people.
I know what time
people.
It is. It's time for me to get my nutty on here in a couple
people.
Minutes.
I don't know. Boy, I'm going to leave it like that. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all still left.
Yeah. Darkness, everybody. Everyone's darkness is ready.
Oh. Right. All right, well, what we is, we at the top of the hour right here live, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big for the Miss Mouth Times fucking A&R Indie Seminar Wrap-Up and events that went down here in Tampa, Florida, you know what I'm saying, 813, and around the world, you know what I'm saying. If y'all didn't hear what the fuck went on this weekend, re-listen back to the show. It's in the archives. Tell a friend to email it out and do all that other good high-tech shit for us. All right, and there you go.
Then I would go and visit your mother, but Wednesday, when we meet weekly. And whenever things just right, there's nothing good on TV.
brought you apart by some shit that I can't goddamn find. This fucking Della Salon Spa shit. Goddamn goofy bone. Never, brother. I'm on your ass, man. No homo.
Let's hope so.
I was saying that at the seminar. The white dude got up to perform. And this is, why would you say this, people? Why would you even make this announcement? He has a song that's called Pull My Dick, Grab My Nuts, Lick My Tip. And then he says at the end of that, no homo.
All righty then.
But if you're talking to any motherfucking male and telling him to grab your dick, grab your, pull my dick, grab my nuts, lick the tip, there's no way around gayness that you can't avoid that. That's fag talk. But then he starts singing, and it was supposed to be geared towards the women. But why the fuck would you even start the song off talking about no homo? Like you was, you know, gearing that towards men. Right.
Just making it clear.
Right.
Is that an independent artist or is it a signed artist?
No, he was independent. This is all indie artists, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Because
yeah.
Jackal used to do a show about rap music and the industry behind it and how they abused some of the artists in game for fame. And
man, they don't abuse shit. Faggot motherfuckers just want to be faggot. If you want to make money, the excuse for you coming out the motherfucking bag, and you still just a rich fag. I don't really know that shit, man. Ain't fuck fame. Fame is as famous as you make your motherfucking self. I'm famous. I feel I'm the most famous motherfucker on the planet. So that's me. They ain't got nothing, no monetary can't prove that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no money. So, you know what I'm saying? What the hell does that mean? You know, famous is all upon you, your perception. Michael Jackson was famous, but that you still can't say, you know, you can go everywhere in the world. That motherfucker knew who the fuck Michael Jackson was. You cannot say that. Some people did not hear of Michael Jackson. Yeah, he was famous worldwide, but he wasn't famous everywhere.
Yeah, try the Bushmen in Australia or the Aboriginals.
You know, yeah, I'm just saying. You know, hell, you can even find some Indians still here in Florida that didn't hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? We still got Native Americans that don't listen to that shit. Don't listen to the radio. Don't listen to the TV.
Don't,
you know what I'm saying? Don't engage in Western civilization's bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Basically what I should be saying. You know, they don't practice Western civilization's culture. So, big ups to that. But anyway, let's get off into this nutty news, Pete. Let's bring y'all something importante, you know what I'm saying? Real, and not like that fake phone number that somebody provided to us. I'm not going to go there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, now we should have a lot of news, man, because, you know, we haven't had news since Friday. And so it should be a lot of news, a lot of Nutty News. Nutty News Today is brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean
the world.
Yes, people, we are on cue with that. Yes, we don't practice that. It's just natural. Right. Over here in Memphis, we started saying out in Memphis. I believe that's Memphis, Tennessee. Shout out to all you Elvis fans out there. Oh, yeah. Where a man shoots teen in the butt for saggy pants. Goddamn right. I be wanting to shoot some of these stupid motherfuckers in their ass. My damn self. Pull your fucking pants up, man. Yeah. People, that is, to me, that is telling somebody to kiss your ass. If I pull my pants down, I don't give a damn. I let my boxer show. I'm telling you to kiss my ass. Ain't no sugarcoating in that. That's
I
how
really,
I feel every time I see a motherfucker walk around with their goddamn pants sack.
I really don't care. I really don't care what people wear.
But it's really not culturally affected up there. Y'all got 13 and 10-year-olds walk around with their pants down there below their knees? Or walking around holding one side of their pants up because they don't have a fucking belt on? And then they walk around with the other half sagging, looking like...
Hey,
I don't
have a belt on. I
don't
either.
They don't have any brown stains.
There's a problem out here, people, and I have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? The saggy pants shit, is just, it looks stupid, and it's embarrassing upon the culture.
I really don't care. I really don't care. I got a lot of shit in high school because I always wear a cap, and people always wanted to make me lose the cap. Oh, don't wear the cap inside of the classroom. And of course, I always had to make a 10-minute discussion out of that.
What would that be? Because I got suspended from school for wearing my goddamn cap in school.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just refer to the Muslim in the class that was wearing, what's that, the headband and stuff. Yeah, but that's their religion. Hey, this is my religion.
Here
too.
You go.
Yeah,
here you go. Here you go. You one of them people. Oh, well, they can do it. I can do it.
Hey.
I want to burn the Quran because they're burning.
If they burn the Quran, I can burn another book. But
right. It's just words, people. It's just words.
But
anyway,
I'm a live and let live guy. Everybody can do what as they want, as long as they don't bother anybody else with that. And in that case, I am not bothering my cap anybody. So
when 5, 6, 7, and 8 year olds are influenced by seeing a 12, 13, 14 year old walk around looking ignorant, that is a problem. And I don't care what anybody says, that is a problem and is a disrespect on your community. And this is it's to the point where it's a fad. You know what I'm saying? When it becomes a fad, that is where everybody's starting to try to do it. I mean, you got little girls around here now that want to have their ass hanging out with all these fucking pedophiles that's walking around the neighborhood. You see what I'm saying? It's not just coming from a style level. It's coming from a personal level. You know, America is known for from their churches, you know what I'm saying, all the way down to the neighborhoods for having pedophilic motherfuckers. Look at Facebook. It's got pedophile society set up to this shit. Facebook, people, I just read that. That's true. The shit's on there. You know what I'm saying? It seems, you know, elementary, but that shit is way beyond that, man, because you get into an adult thinking. And adults don't think that that shit is just as innocent as you feeling it is. Oh, you want to put your ass out there, huh? Oh, I got something for you. And when you're in prison, and this is what people don't understand, the fad comes from prison. It comes from faggots in the prison that have their pants hanging below their ass because it means easy access or that you are ready to get fucked in your ass. That is what the definition of it means. So you got faggot motherfuckers that came from prison and jail, and then they came out bringing that faggot shit in the streets, and little motherfuckers didn't understand what kind of fad they were picking up on. And that's the true meaning behind it. This is what I'm telling to the world. That's what the true meaning of about saggy pants bullshit. That comes from the prison. Prisoners in jail sag their pants to let another motherfucker know that they're ready to get fucked in their ass. So if you think that shit is cool, continue wearing it. And it'll catch up with you in the end. But no,
oh, sugar tank motherfuckers.
Yeah, that shit is not it's not no, that shit's not appropriate at all. That's just some fag shit. Shouts out to Madison Media Radio up in here, man. Seeing you in a minute. Home skillet. Anyways, and since when two teenagers ignored his demands to pull up their saggy pants, a Memphis man allegedly shot one of the youth. Kenneth Barnes was arrested and charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault and jailed on $25,000 bond. Investigators contend that Barnes admitted to shooting Cameron Tucker, 17, following an argument on the Memphis sidewalk. The teenager was accompanied by Isaac Taylor, a 16-year-old friend. A whole lot of that, you know what I'm saying, is because of these stupid motherfuckers is disrespectful these days, which falls back on the parents for not slapping your motherfucking kids in the mouth.
Oh, wait.
Another
since when is having a trouser, yeah, up until your knees, a reason to shoot somebody?
No, well, that's not a reason. I'm not even condoning the fact of the extreme that he took it to, though.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not condoning that at all. You was dead ass wrong. You don't shoot nobody else's kid, you know, regardless of the fact. If you felt so uppity about it, then you should have went to the parents, his parents, or find out where he stayed at. and address them.
Uh-huh.
We live in America where that type of thinking don't motherfucking go down. You shoot first, ask questions later. And that's the mentality that motherfuckers have down here. Bro, you don't want to come over here to the damn United States, man. You as happy as the Netherlands. Shit goes down over here. And it's ignorant shit. Shit that doesn't have any common sense to it. So you thinking of it as common sense. These ignorant motherfuckers over here have no common sense. They don't think first. And, you know, they let the actions motherfucking dictate the thinking. It should be wrong. Your thinking should dictate your actions. You should think first. If you thought about
ask
that,
backwards,
you would
just
you
like
would
your pants.
Right. You would have, man. But it is a problem, people. We do have a problem with that. Keeping it moving. Over here in New York, shout out to Miss Sweet D Love and friends and everybody over there up in New York. New York City, where laptops are causing toasted skin syndrome.
Uh-huh.
Probably because you stupid motherfuckers shouldn't be keeping a goddamn hot-ass laptop on your fucking laps anyways. That is why they sell laptop coolers for $10 to set your goddamn laptop on top of.
I can't even do that. My air intake is at the bottom of the laptop, and when I put it on my legs, it will overheat in like 15 minutes.
No, I'm saying the cooler. You know they sell the laptop coolers.
Yeah, okay.
It's a pad that you set on top of your, they sell the $10 now. I'll give you a website. You can send you one, I'll send you one. It's $10. All you do is have a fan on the bottom of it. It's USB power. Plug it into your USB port, and it shoots air up underneath your laptop, but it's separated from your lap, so it's not sitting directly on your lap, and it blows all that hot air, you know what I'm saying, out the side.
Well, you can tell me what you want, but a laptop is not made for on your lap. It's
no,
made
what?
To sit
no.
in front of you on a table or stuff like
table.
That on the ground.
No, it's beyond us, brother, why they call a laptop, but yeah. what is this? I decided to start visiting my friends' shows more. We don't need no more crying Facebook or email. Yeah, well, I agree with that. I don't know what the... If Facebook is just taking over to you know, to the idiot point of it, where motherfuckers are actually making decisions off of Facebook, that's where, you know, that's where shit gets stupid at. When you basing your decisions off a goddamn internet website, yeah, you a dumb motherfucker. There's people out there doing that shit on a daily basis. Speaking of a little boy that made the goddamn YouTube, for motherfuckers who talking about him, calling him gay on YouTube. Okay, well, keep your gay-looking ass off of YouTube, and nobody wouldn't make a comment about you looking gay on motherfucking YouTube.
Yeah,
damn,
you got a point
people.
There.
Hey, come on. Have you ever worked on your laptop computer with it sitting on your lap and heating up your legs? If so, you might want to rethink that habit. Doing it a lot can lead to toasted skin syndrome, an unusual-looking molted skin condition caused by long-term heat exposure. In one recent case, a 12-year-old boy developed a sponge-patterned skin discoloration in his left thigh after playing computer games a few hours every day for several months. That's a motherfucking lie. A few hours, people, don't mean sitting your dumb ass glued to a fucking laptop for 10 hours playing some motherfucking whatever the hell.
World of Warcraft.
Or anything. That, you know, and most of the computer games are addictive, where they keep you at hours. So, and if he's spending a few hours every day, that means he's not spending a few hours doing his goddamn homework. I don't know. I guess I just look at other things, you know what I'm saying, beyond the obvious.
Well, you don't know that. That's not too, there's not enough information for that. Maybe the parents made him do his homework first, and as a reward for that, he could play the games for the rest of the day, which would still be able to play 6 or 7 hours if you're in school.
Which still, his parents should have bought him a goddamn laptop cooler.
Well, people don't really know that. Is that in the manual of the laptop when you read it? Don't put
no,
it on your
but
laptop.
It's in the stores with all the extra kind of bullshit they try to sell you anyway. Pull away. We got a laptop carrying pouch that might you might want to purchase with that. We got a laptop cooler that you might want to purchase that. We got a motherfucking lock for your laptop that you might want to purchase with that.
Maybe this call accessory. Dell.com.
Huh?
No salesman.
No.
Selling
you you're going to a store, Best Buy, CompUSA, most of these stores, they try to push all the extra shit off on you. Anyways, if you're spending $300-$400 on a laptop, they know you got some kind of money. So they know they want to try to get it all out here one while. And not
I got a
come back later on.
I got a laptop here, and I ordered it online at the Dell website.
I ordered it. I'm saying walking into the store and dealing with a salesperson.
Yeah, but who says that they bought it at a store? Who says that they didn't order the laptop online? You don't know that they bought it at a store.
Yeah, that's true too. Motherfucker, you want me to read the goddamn whole article?
Is it in the whole article?
God
they
damn!
It at
fuck
store?
It, fuck it, people, fuck it.
Go,
well,
go
we don't
read
do
it
here. We don't normally read and shit. But fuck it, Mr. Education right here wants a goddamn read. So fuck it, let's all just get educated and read. How about that? Yeah. All right. And it's still showing the dude sitting here with his goddamn laptop on his damn shit. All right, so let's see what happened. Blah, blah, blah. He did not change his position. He got hot on the left side. However, regardless of that, he did not change his position. Duh. I mean, duh. If fucking stove is getting hot, do you motherfucking keep your hand on it or do you move it over to the goddamn part that ain't hot? Come on, people. Just where's the common sense at? It's common sense. The shit is getting hot. Wow, this shit is heating up. You take the shit off of you.
Uh-huh.
Come on, man. Man, please. Please. Ain't no fucking excuse. That's a dumbass fucking 12-year-old.
But is there a lawsuit following? Because I think there is.
Probably is. No one right
here. Probably is.
You know us. We sue anything, even if it's our own dumbass fault. Well, nobody told me that alcohol will kill you. That's why I drunk it. I thought it was just like the alcohol you bought out of the liquor store. Motherfucker is rubbing alcohol.
Do you really have in the manuals for microwaves oven that you can't put any pets in the microwave?
Well, now they do. Because all the dumbasses that came along and did stupid shit. Now you got an extensive do not do list. Do not place metal in a microwave. Do not place a fork in a microwave. Do not place aluminum foil in a microwave.
Over here, that they will state that you can't place metal in a microwave, but pets and stuff like that, come on, that is common sense. If you put a pet in the microwave...
That would be, but you know I read one of these articles and I have to go back to where the dude put the cat in the microwave or some shit.
Yeah, but that is the United States. He could actually sue the microwave producers for not putting it in the manual that he can't put
in
the microwave. Over
here,
you can try that all they want. They laugh at you, and they will send you home for a ticket of animal abuse.
Man. Let's see here, people. That case was from 2007 and is one of the top... of the 10 laptop-related cases reported in medical journals in the past 6 years. The temperature underneath registered at 125 degrees. And the student learned that they spent 6 hours a day working with her computer propped in her lap. 6 hours a day. Come on, man. We only got 24 hours in a day. You spend... what, 12 of that in school? And
12?
Then you talking about another 6. How the fuck she even find time to do this? Is what I'm saying. How did she find time? Okay, I guess she must have been doing some of her schoolwork on the laptop. She might not just been playing all games. Like they keep saying she was playing games. We'll give her that. The condition also can be caused by overuse of heating pads and other heat sources that usually aren't hot, heating up to cause burns. It's generally harmless, but can cause permanent skin darkening. In very rare cases, it can cause damage leading to skin cancers, said Swiss researchers. But they do not cite any skin cancer cases linked to laptop use, but suggest to be safe, placing a carrying case or other heat shield under the laptop if you have to hold it on in your lap.
It's just like cooking yourself, you know?
Man, I don't understand.
Cooking yourself in the oven.
That is just asinine. That is completely asinine right now. Let me see. In the past, has occurred, well, ptosis skin syndrome has occurred in workers whose jobs require being close to a heat source, including bakers and glass blowers, which makes sense. You know what I'm saying? And before central heating, and people who huddle near pot-bellied stoves to stay warm, which, you know, I can attest to that being in -3 degrees and you sleeping outside in a motherfucking tent. Ex-military had to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I've suffered that. But, I mean, that shit was temporary. It'll temporarily darken your skin, but, you know, shit lightens right back up. And, then, you know, I ain't never heard nobody getting it from a fucking laptop. It just,
they got some cool sleeping bags in the military, though.
The fart bags. Yeah, get into your fart sacks. That's what we call them, fucking fart sacks.
Well, unzip before you fart.
Right.
It's a good tip.
That
never
probably
thought of
needs
that
to be on the sleeping bag. Yeah. Highly flammable. Yeah.
Unzip before you fart.
Rochester, New York, after assault, woman runs away with knife and mans his pants. Oh, okay. Hey, right. 30-year-old woman was assaulted at 2 a.m. by the man she was in a parked SUV with after a fight broke out between the two. The man pulled a knife. She grabbed it, tried to stab him, but failed. Jumped out of the SUV, taking the knife in the man's pants, and ran as fast as she could. What was the man's pants doing off? Nigga,
well,
I ain't giving you no head. I ain't sucking that dick. You probably been fucking somebody else with it. Fuck you. You ain't getting nothing now. You know, I know you're sleeping with my best friend, too. Fuck, bitch, you ain't gonna give me no, you ain't gonna suck my dick, bitch. Bitch, you know I told you, you finna give me some motherfucking head. Bitch, you finna suck my dick. Fuck you. Here, take this knife. Dumbass motherfucker, you don't even know how to hold a knife. Give me that. Stab you with it. Now I'm getting out of here and I got your pants. Dumbass. I just gave y'all the reenactment.
Have you passed some mashed potatoes already, please?
Just gave y'all the reenactment. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, dude gets an award for being a pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
What is
he
the
should also
guy?
get an award for pulling a knife.
Well, yeah, I wasn't done with that yet, but you know, what did the guy say to the chick that stole his pants?
It is a good day to die.
Oh.
At least he was in his
and,
own car.
Yeah, well, this is a two-part award. One for the chick stealing the pants, but then she also gets an award for not stabbing him correctly and causing injury. Yeah.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
And of course, to the guy that got his pants stolen.
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
To get your pants stolen on your day off. Not bad people. Wow, man. People, listen. Taking pussy is not the way to go, whether it's by gunpoint, knife point, slingshot. All right? If they don't want to give up the cooter, goddamn it, get on your scooter and keep it moving.
Get on your scooter.
And keep it moving. man, today's sponsor is Natural Ice, if you all couldn't tell. 32 ounces of fun and enjoyment. Oh, yeah, sit by sip. Keep it moving, man. We in my backyard down here in Florida. We're, yeah, man. I hate to even read this one because this is how Floridians, yeah. This is how we get down. Man shoots self in face. Trying to shoot skunk.
You're moving up in the nutty list, Florida.
Hey, man. Hey, bro.
Nice going.
Hey, bro.
Nice going.
Hey, bro. I appreciate you keeping stats.
Hey, you were saying those people in the UK, they beat us at the nuttiness of the news, but this is pretty nutty.
Yeah.
Florida rising to second place.
Oh, man. We slowly creeping up, man. We are slowly fucking creeping up. Jesus, people. I got to move out of Florida. Damn. Southwest Florida man is recovering after accidentally shooting himself in the face while trying to fight off a skunk. Right. 31-year-old Daniel McDaniels. What the fuck?
Daniel McDaniels?
Daniel McDaniels. Come on, people. Oh, no, baby. Just put the MC in front of it. That'll make it different. Get the fuck out of here. Daniel McDaniels. Anyways, was at a friend's house when he spotted the skunk. He grabbed a .22 caliber rifle and began loading it with the butt of the rifle on the ground.
So he was not fighting off a skunk, but he was hunting for a skunk.
He accidentally tripped the trigger, setting off the gun. Apparently, he's never taken any classes to learn how to shoot a weapon. People, you don't load a motherfucking any kind of gun with the barrel pointed at your motherfucking face.
I know nothing about guns, but I knew that.
I mean, who needs to? Hey, Paul, does the bullet go into here? How? Well, you got to be. I ain't even gonna tell you.
Don't give this guy a bazooka because he will aim it at the wrong way.
Oh man, probably blow a hole in the ground and then fall in the goddamn hole.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Jesus, people. One more shore visit, and I'm going to visit you too, Mr. Goofy. Thank you there, Mr. Madison Media Radio. I shall visit you also. Yes. Madison Media Radio is another blog talk radio host on this network. And, it's a pretty good show. You know what I'm saying? Go check them out, Madison Media Radio. In California, this is Goofy Bone related. Answering alarm, police kill family dog. Isn't this the second one? Didn't they just shoot the dog the last time? Last week? I think I read that. Man. I don't know what that was at. So you better hold down Boo News, man. Mary Kate Hallock. Arrived at her Oakland Hills home after running errands and found a blue note fluttering on her front door. Oakland police responded to your residence to investigate a burglar alarm. The handwritten note read, while circling the rear perimeter, Lab advanced on officers in a threatening manner before being shot and killed. Lab was Gloria, an 11-year-old off-Riddick yellow Labrador Holly had owned since she was a puppy.
A Labrador. Come on, people.
An arthritic Labrador.
And what
so
does that
apparently
mean?
Apparently, couldn't have been that. If it had arthritis, depending on where that arthritis is at, I don't think the dog. But damn, you coming into the backyard without the fucking owner being home.
And it's a Labrador. Come on.
Come on.
It's not a Doberman.
I'm pretty sure if it's a lab back there, ain't no motherfucking burglar back there. Come on, people. That's fucked up. Y'all just shot somebody's dog. That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, moment of silence,
Pearson. Yeah, dog. Dog. God damn. Moment of silence for the dog, people.
Yeah, like the dog wants to hear that.
Yeah, man. Oh man. For the older man.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four fleshing, low life, snake licking, dirt eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless.
Whoa. Did he say dog kissing?
Yeah, we both catch that. Ain't that a potheads think alike, people. Potheads think alike. Here you go.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
I guess the dog would agree with that one, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, that's a proper one, man. Motherfucker ain't kissing us, dog. He's shooting us, man. It's the wrong one.
Lost butter.
Damn, that's fucked up. Shoot, goddamn dogs, man. What is this world coming to, people? In Hamburg Township.
Germany.
Oh, well, they got Hamburgers there.
Hamburg Township?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that in the States?
No, we don't have townships, not that I know of.
Because Hamburg is a city in Germany, but
Township? I've heard Hamburg. Yeah. Well, I don't know what that is. I ain't going into it anyway. Corey Keir. Headlines read, student was suspended for spelling mistake.
Damn. I don't think that's Germany.
Corey Keir was so proud and excited about designing the yearbook cover for Brighton's Charles Stockwell Preparatory Academy for the 2009-2010 school year that he overlooked one thing. The 17-year-old Hamburg Township boy misspelled his school's name, calling it Shockwell instead of Stockwell. Right. School administrators accused him of doing it on purpose. The student was suspended for 10 days but allowed to return after writing an apology letter.
Alrighty. Do you really think he did it on purpose?
No, but I mean, at the same time, you talk about the yearbook, so if they already put that in the publication, you know what I'm saying? But then, the school should motherfucking, you know, say something about their goddamn selves, because if y'all didn't catch that error before, that's called proofreading, people, and you should always have a proofreader read over your shit, even after you're done with the project. So, you know what I'm saying? That's also on the fault of the school, because they should have overlooked the first copy before it even went to print. They get 1,000 fucking copies of the yearbook made for kids. You're right. I was seeing a war there. But anyway, God damn it, man.
Fuck it, I'm skipping it.
God damn that shit. We're not rising up in the fucking headlines. No. Florida's not next.
Read it.
Damn, man. I give myself an award. Goddamn, being in the news too much. Yeah.
Time. Come on.
In Florida. Yeah, but look at the kind of shit we do, though. You know what I'm saying? Not compared to the U.K. Now, we ain't as nutty as the U.K.
You shoot yourself in the face while trying to shoot a gun?
That's just stupid shit, though. That's stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? That's not nutty. That's just stupid shit. That's stupid. Hunter is mistaken for deer and shot with arrow. Yeah, not talking about Dick Cheney either, people. Oh, wait a minute. Did he say that? Yes, I did. A hunter is expected to survive after being shot in the back with an arrow. Investigators said the hunter's friend shot the arrow from a bow after mistaking the hunter for a deer.
Imagine how the hell that. Do you want to kill a deer with just an arrow?
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. Them fucking arrows that they be using, he lucky to survive. Because they shoot your ass through the heart. That's it. That's what they aim for. They aim for the heart when they shoot deers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that one arrow, that goddamn, whatever they call it, something piercing.
Listen, man, if you can't see the difference between a deer and a human, you're not aiming for the heart.
That's my whole thing. You know what I'm saying? The hunter, John Wigham, 22 of Fleming Island. Yeah, I want to move there. Oh. Was taken to Shands, Jacksonville. Parker said Wigham's injury was not considered life-threatening. Wigham said he was returning to a hunting stand when his friend, Randy Pritchard, 40 of Middleburg, shot him in the back. People, don't believe that bullshit. There's no fucking way that all you motherfuckers are dressed up in camouflage. Not the whole town. With no goddamn antlers or none of that other shit to be mistaken for no motherfucking deer. Ain't no fucking way. If he tell me that, right. All right. Anyway, you get a fucking award, dog. Shooting your goddamn friend. You know what I'm saying?
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog-kissing sack of monkey shit.
Something like that.
I'll have to draw a picture of that. Over in Malaysia, shouts out to all my Malaysians. Not that I know any, but yeah, shouts out to you.
Wasn't that next to Singapore?
Your guess is as good as mine. But yeah, I'll go with that.
I guess it is.
All right. Islamic Party is to pick non-smoking candidate. Might have would have done that too. Yeah, you find out got old Obama sucked down cigarettes like he do. I ain't putting taxes on the goddamn tobacco makers, though. You know what I'm saying?
According to the Islam, smoking is not really allowed. So
no, it's not. That's poisoning your body anyway. So you see,
so if an Islamic party is looking for non-smoking people, I can understand that.
Well, yeah. Malaysia's conservative Islamic party will field only a candidate who does not smoke in an upcoming by-election as the party seeks to boost its Islamic image. The Pan-Malaysia Islamic Party, or PAS, P-A-S, which is a part of the opposition alliance, said the candidate it will pick for the poll in northern Kelantan state must display good Islamic character, and the person must be a non-smoker. Habari Ghani. Salamu. Konnichiwa.
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 Yeah, I'm speaking secondhand, people. That, you know, off the radio, nobody will know what the hell I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Only you people are privileged to understand my language. What's up, brother?
I'm still waiting on the mashed potatoes, you know.
Woman, I'm going to put my dick somewhere else, goddammit. Keep asking for some motherfucking mashed potatoes. Shit. Oh, I guess he's going to call into the show. I guess he done heard. Oh, that motherfucker on the show. Yeah, I will call into the show, homie. All right. Goddammit, since she wants some dicks and her mashed potatoes, people, let's oblige Mr. Heavenly Angel. Let her know, though.
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your balls. Got it?
Balls?
Huh? I don't got any balls.
Well, that's for trannies. You know what I'm saying? That was for trannies.
Kid, if this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
About
damn time.
Oh, man. She likes to have it all in there, people. All in there. Oh, yeah.
At that time.
Anyways. Real quick, man, and this is just for, since they're looking for non-smokers and everything, you know what I'm saying?
The world was less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out!
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
That's what I'm fucking talking about, yeah. All right, anyway, let me give a quick shout-out to a couple of people that hung out at the seminar.
Seminar?
The fucking A&R. We got called Big C.J. Johnson with Step Out of Line Promotions. We get the streets talking. Services include color flyers, design prints, street promotions, CD duplication, DVD duplication, digital distribution, music consultant, management, branding, viral marketing, and email blast. You can hit them up at stepoutoflinepromotions.net. Or you can email them at at stepoutoflinepromotions.net, or hit them up on the cell at 727-424-2166. Or hit them up on Twitter, MySpace, YouTube, all that shit at Step Out of Line Promotions. Now, also, the newest, hottest magazine in the South, Grind Time. Advertised with Grind Time, starting at $600 all the way down to $75. Also asked about CD ad promotions. That's email at grindtimemagazine@gmail.com or visit myspace.com/grindtimemagazine. We know the everyday grind. We break artists, not pockets. We have the lowest prices for the everyday struggle of the grind. You can call, no, that's the actual dude that made this shit. And I don't know who the fuck is on the back, so, okay. And there you go. And that's all the two people that handed me motherfucking business cards at a goddamn indie artist seminar. What kind of shit is that? But let me also kick up some porn music. And I guess quick shout-outs to everybody who handed me music. I'm going to have some new music coming this Thursday, too, people. So y'all look out for that. Got a lot of new music from artists that didn't charge me. You know what I'm saying? Shit trips me out. I got a couple of artists that motherfucking contacted me, talking, yeah, man, go get my new music, man. Go get my new music. They sent me to a motherfucking website where I got the goddamn pay 99 cents to download their goddamn track. Man, y'all kiss my motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? But I can't ask a dollar for to put your guy play your song on my radio station, but you want me to motherfucking go pay a dollar to get your goddamn ragged ass track.
Uh-huh. And if he wants promotion, he's gotta give it to you free, else he won't get promotion.
I don't know. Man, these artists are fucking lazy. That's what it is. They're lazy.
Well, next time they do that, you just ask them $99 to do promotion on your radio show.
That's what it's gonna be. Let me give a big up to Sleep Rock, my homeboy came out, you know what I'm saying? Out of the three artists that I did invite out, Slim Fade, who didn't motherfucking show up, wasn't nowhere around. My goddamn little cousin J-Babe, who wasn't no motherfucking where around. And he showed up. Motherfucker, why didn't he call a radio show? Yeah. What up?
The bad line,
what
people.
Up?
Bad line.
You need you mean like a sheet with the graphic on it?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Excuse me, people, we gotta take care of some quick bits. Do 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 do, give y'all some other music. Do 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 do. Oh, fuck, is that Vegas? No, I don't think that's a female. Ah, shit. I have to get a number for you, brother. His name is Vegas. He's one of my homeboys. He can charge about $70 to do it, though. He'll make you all right, but it'll be the size. You ever seen my Wreck of the Game banner that I used to have, that white sheet? Yeah, well, he made it. He taught me like $70, but it's worth it, though. He airbrushes. If Well, I got to call my cousin. I have to call my cousin and ask him. So give me, as soon as I get off the show, I'll call him up and ask him for his number. And I'll hit you right back. All right. Shout out to my homeboy DJ Slow Motion over there in Plant City, representing Itty Bitty Plant City. We do the same thing, people. And that Sleep Rock, you know what I'm saying, who gave me one of his CDs also. He got a pressed up CD that looks professional, looks like it's supposed to be in the store, barcoded and everything else. Very impressive. Very impressive. Also to Iceberg Tony, who has Burger. I ain't signed yet. Okay. Shouts out to him. Shouts out to Big Mo, who gave me one of his CDs written on, like I asked artists not to fucking bring me, but hey, you know, fuck it. Big Mo. For booking, hit him up at 727-831-8411. That's Big Mo. What else we got here? Samuel Lowry, which is the management for Young 101 of Man Up Entertainment. CD is called The Gospel Reign of the Underground. Hit him up, myspace.com/gospelreign101. Check videos out, youtube.com/manupent101. Or contact him at SamuelRay@gmail.com. Also, Tate Dism of Marco Management, Marco Mall Management, MarcoMallManagement@gmail.com, with his new mixtape called Point 'Em Out Mixtape. www.TateDism, TateDizm.com. That's by Nappy Boy Digital. Also, the new single is called Point 'Em Out. By Tate Dism. Right. And we got Numbers, a.k.a. Florida Boy Rapper, with his club banger, Badass. Hit him up at Twitter, Facebook, or MySpace, which is Numbers, N-U-M-B-A-S underscore F-B-R. White dude that came up to me, only white dude that was there pushing music. Hot Fire Sounds presents Fire Marshal, Blazing Vibes. And you can hit him up at firemarshal@gmail.com, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, all that at Fire Marshal or Fire Marshal Music, or check him out at hotfiresounds.com. Contact 727-515-3246 for booking information. Chris Stahl, Famous and Broke 1.5, mixtape by MJA7 Management and Urban Addiction Next Entertainment day. Group. New hit single, Smack It Up, featuring Sika and also okay. You can call 888-429-0941 and request it on the radio, or 800-930-BEAT to request it on 95.7 The Beat, or visit www.cristolmusic.com. And last but not least is G-Made. Presents Give Me a Dollar Entertainment, J. Mill DeHancho, with his new single called Next Top Model, featuring Ryan Kendrick. Booking info 863-440-1230, or hit up gmade863@gmail.com. There you go. And that's all the goddamn promos for the people that hung out yesterday. Big ups to Miss Mouth from the Miss Mouth Times. You can check out www.missmouthtimes.com. And yeah, anybody trying to get off into her email newsletter or get some e-blast going on.
Funny, how right. They still call it a mixtape.
Huh?
Funny how they still call it a mixtape.
When you start getting into music, you'll find out so many different names and ways to reproduce music. And first of all, Salamu. Barigani and Konnichiwa, all that good shit to Alexander, you know what I'm saying, popping up in there. But you got an LP, you got an EP, you got the mixtape, you got what the hell they call it? I don't know, man. It's a thousand fucking names I done seen from people calling they shit this and calling it that. You know what I'm saying? So.
A mini disc and a duct tape and all that stuff. But yeah, who is selling a mixtape on tape these days?
Yeah, exactly. You still bringing a tape, goddammit, around to anybody, your ass is going to be cussed the fuck out. Now, with the exception of that, I still sell tapes to old school people because, goddammit, they still ask me for cassette tapes. The cassette tapes that I sell are from 1999, goddammit, because that was the last time they started making tapes. So, yeah, you come up to me and talk, man, let me get the next latest tape. Well, that's going to be the latest, goddammit. Yeah, MC Hammer pumps and the bumps and all that old school shit on it. Yeah. Anyways, in California, man. Which I thought we was in Florida for this one, because we be beating the shit out of old folks in the old folks home, boy. You only want to, I don't even understand why people put they, if you have to, I mean, if you have to, I understand that. But people, that's what you have a family for. Somebody in your family should have enough time, you know what I'm saying, to take out and to take care of, you know what I'm saying, the elderly in your family. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't understand how we get past that point where grandma and granddad was the ones that raised the family. But then when the family gets older, nobody wants to take care of grandma or grandpa. You know what I'm saying? The daughters and the sons, everybody want to drop off your motherfucking kids. You know what I'm saying? So you can go out and fuck off. You know what I'm saying? And let the grandparents raise the kids. But then, you know what I'm saying, now that it's old, you know, and the kids done got to the point where they can pretty much take care of themselves. And now they got their older people to the point where they can't take care of themselves. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers want to try to just run off and dump them in a goddamn mental, you might as well call it a mental institution. Because that's what most goddamn old folks' homes is. You know what I'm saying? Driving them old folks mentally crazy. So they might as well, you know what I'm saying, die. Real fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Old folks don't kill my grandma. You know what I'm saying? After we took care of her for a year. She died in 2 weeks of being in a motherfucking old folks home. A year of us giving her care, she spent 2 weeks because she got to the point where she gave up the will to live. You know, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's all about a human person. If you don't want to survive, a person cannot make you survive. It don't even matter if they put you on a motherfucking life preserving machine. You know what I'm saying? Because if they take you off of that shit and you die, you didn't want to live. You know, some people get taken off that breathing machine and they will kick in. They will to live kicks in. And they fight through it. Some people just don't have the will to fight through it and they give up. This is what it all comes down to. Your will to live. It's just your will to live. What the fuck you calling me on the goddamn bat line? But I ain't picking this son of a bitch up.
Timmy!
And Mr. Goofy Bone is back in the building.
Well, what's up, people?
I got one more for you, man, and we are done.
Goofy Bone.
We're over here in China, man. Konnichiwa and Kawasaki to all my motherfucking Chinese. El Tokyo to you, one of them. Godzilla. 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 Mothra. God, the old Chinese didn't even know they were harder than a bitch with Godzilla for when they made them series. Damn. And then look at our cheap ass motherfucking ass. Can't even come out with, what the fuck was a movie that came out just recently and they had all the damn strings and shit showing? I guess that's because we got it on bootleg. My bad. Yeah.
A movie with all the strings showing?
Yeah, they showed all the special effects.
They
were showing all the special effects. You know how when they fly through the air, you can see the damn strings though.
Okay, that's a good movie.
Hell no, nah, that's cheap as hell. That's just all cheap production. God damn it, you can't hide.
Hey, don't you recognize sarcasm anymore?
Oh, my bad. Then have my daily dose of the marijuana. Right.
I'm working on that.
I can't see through the door. in China, flights are diverted because of what?
A UFO?
You know,
Because a goofy bone farted on the airplane.
Wow. We have to divert. We have to divert. And we're going down. God, man, are those burritos you've been eating?
You don't have permission to land. You have a chemical bomb on board.
Man. Not the first or the second. For the third time this year, a UFO has been reported in China that temporarily shut down an airport in Baotou, in Inner Mongolia, and delayed the landing of three planes by nearly an hour. China's Zhoushan Airport was also closed down for a few days in July of this year due to the disturbing presence of a UFO circling the skies, and another such sighting was reported earlier in the summer in Hong Kong. I just don't understand, man.
What the fuck?
Aren't they goddamn talking to anybody? Why ain't they landing that bitch and goddamn getting out and going to enjoy a fucking football game or baseball game or something?
What are you talking about, the UFO?
Yeah.
If they land in my backyard, I'll make them stone and steal their craft. How about that one?
Huh? Not me. I'd probably I'd make them land in a field of marijuana, and they get too up with the goddamn, and I light the whole field on fire and get them super high.
Boom, go in the room.
Take that back to space, goddammit.
Yeah, well, shit, what would be the effects on an alien getting high? Wow.
Well, I'm asking you that.
Oh,
wow. Oh,
because I'm an illegal alien.
That was a low blow. Sorry, people. That was a low blow on my black skin friend here. That was
Yeah, fuck.
That was a low blow. Sorry,
God,
my black
hit the kidneys.
My
God
black Mexican friend.
Where the fuck are my car keys, man?
Oh, no. That sounds like...
I gotta go pick up some bitch real quick.
Come
on! Oh. All right. Well, tell that bitch we said hello.
Nice.
She's
gonna get phoned now.
Don't know her name. Motherfucker, you need to go out and get the goddamn real spawn number. So we can be konnichi wine, you know what I'm saying? And get some discounts when I come up there. Shit. Oh, yeah, people, I'm going to California next month.
Spawn number. I don't know what the fuck. I posted the links in the chat room. That's the number they gave me, plus that's the number on their thing, on their little advertisement shit. I don't know what the fuck. I got to go check them out. I got to find my car keys. Boo News, where's my car keys?
You got soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Gay.
Oh, my bad, bro. Talking to the dog. You talking
I
to
forgot.
The dog.
Lou has the car keys. Fucking Lou.
Okay. Right. How about that for a dollar?
I got a call.
Hey, you allowed to that's John New who performed. You know what I'm saying? Last night at the indie artist seminar, and this is see, let me ask you something, Goofy. And I ain't noticed this in none of your fucking videos. When you go to perform, do you think it's a hindrance or it adds to a person performing if they go on stage either drunk? Or go on stage with a bottle of alcohol or an open container of alcohol while you perform.
What kind of performing?
Oh, okay. What the fuck happened to Goofy Bone? Okay. Any kind of performance. I mean, if you're performing, rapping, singing, you know,
I know,
not telling
stand-up,
a joke, because I done seen plenty of comedians come on stage.
Yeah, stand-up comedians do that a lot.
Comedians, that brings out the funniness in you. You know what I'm saying? You know, the drunker a person is, the funnier they are.
Dart players. You know, pointing, throwing arrows at a board. The old bar game.
Mm-hmm. Well, these are the questions I didn't get to ask, goddammit, and this is what I'm going to ask on this show. And although you all is only one artist here, you can ask your friends this type of shit. First of all, when it comes to artists motherfucking breaking and getting into this industry, it is not about having your motherfucking units played on the radio. The radio can suck ass because the radio is limited. The radio only plays you in a tri-county area, so you're not even played throughout the entire state that you live in. Believe that. You're only covered in three counties. That is the bandwidth of the radio station that they are allotted. That is why you have, you will only go a certain distance, maybe 100 miles, and you will be out of range of that radio station. And I will give it 100 miles in any direction, and you will be out. Here's to the audience. First of all, who's selling units? You know what I'm saying? You got to take this as a direct, you know. Now, I wrote this because I wanted to actually ask them, so I'll say this in first person. First of all, you need to ask yourself, are you selling units? Are you selling your own CDs, mixtapes, tracks, whatever the hell has got to do with you? You know what I'm saying? Bumper stickers with your name and information on it. Anything. Mm-hmm. If it's you, it needs to be sold. Because that's what the record companies and labels are going to do. They're going to sell you. You know what I'm saying? You might as well say you're a slave to the industry, and you are going to be sold. They're going to sell your image. They're going to sell your music. They're going to sell your ideas. They're going to sell anything that they can to make money off of you. Therefore, you need to do that prior to you getting your motherfucking ass riding the fucking bench talking about you part of the team. Second is, which most of these motherfuckers don't have, is a fan base established. You have to have a fan base. A fan base of at least 2 to 5 fans that will follow you while you in town, or you might have 5 fans in Kentucky. Somebody that will be there to support you at every venue. That is mandatory. That is called a fan base. And once people see that you have people that are following you, they will do just like Twitter, and they will want to follow you. Key thing, people, fan base. If you got a fan base, these are the motherfuckers that will be buying your music. If they're not buying your music, they are not a fan. You need to get them off your base. Number three, who has ever traveled outside, and this was only really directed to Tampa, but since this is such a worldwide radio, this doesn't apply, but, you know, who travels outside of their given area to promote their music? You know what I'm saying?
I
know you have. We got proof of that, goddammit. But what, you know, and it's not even about you personally traveling outside. How have you gotten your music outside of your given state? You know what I'm saying? I.e. giving it the smell, because he's going to Las Vegas to do a goddamn host reunion, and he's going to give it out in Las Vegas. You see what I'm saying? I'm just saying, how are you getting your music out and promote it? Other one was, what radio personalities do you know? You know what I'm saying? A key thing that if you're trying to get your shit broken on the radio, it's not to call up the fucking radio station and request your song. It's to go down, talk to the program director personally and presentably, not with your fucking pants sagging, you know what I'm saying, or smelling like last night's fuck. You know, you want to go in there.
Come on, man.
I'll put that in there, too. I had to apply that to a couple of people out there, people. It doesn't apply if you're not fucking, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, if you're fucking, you know what I'm saying.
Can I get 30 on 9?
But know your radio personalities. You know what I'm saying? That's one key thing. Your radio personalities are not DJs. This is one thing a motherfucker tells me, they're not DJs. But at the same time, they're in the same boat as DJs. They're there to help you and expose you to another area, which is radio. You also got utilizing the internet and promoting your music. When I ask motherfuckers if they have an email address, majority of these punk-ass artists do not have an email address. I'm 32 years old, and I can't understand how we're in the technological age, and everybody named Mama doesn't have an email address. My mama has an email address.
Not that she uses it,
but she has one. Well, I'm saying the setting that she's in, you know what I'm saying, sometimes she needs to receive emails. So, therefore, she has an email address. But if you're an artist, if you don't have an email address, what the hell are you doing? You snail mailing your music out?
Yeah.
And if you're snail mailing your music out, then you're wasting some valuable fucking time. When a majority of everybody will tell you just to email me a copy of your track with a brief bio. Email takes 1 minute to goddamn get all your information off with up to at least 3 or 4 tracks of your music with a picture and a brief bio plus your website that you should be on or registered to, such as Reverb Nation, SoundClick.com, or some kind of CD Baby, somebody out there that's also, you know, recording stats of your music and your progress, but also selling your tracks online, which is, you know what I'm saying, that's, you have to do that. You have to sell your music by any means necessary. The other one is, you know, do you have your music playing on any online radio stations? And online radio stations, people, is the next thing that's been afloat. They're already trying to take the rights from radio FM and AM. So what do you think they're going to do? Everybody's going to fall onto the Internet. Most people have iPads right now. Most people got blueberries, blackberries, greenberries, redberries, all these goddamn phones that you can listen right over the phone, you know what I'm saying, to any show, especially here on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to any goddamn show over your phone. So it's no excuse. It's no excuse for your music not to be playing in California. It's no excuse for your music not to be heard in the Netherlands. It's no excuse for your music not to be played in New York if we have hosts or we have the ability to get your music to these places. It's no fucking excuse. Other one is, do you have your music on online sites, Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby? The other one is, this is the most important thing that motherfuckers do not do. And this is majority of the artists, when I ask them, they get dumbfounded. Where do you want to go with your music career? And it sounds so simple, but these motherfuckers have no direction. They know that they're hot. Oh, yeah, I got a hot song. But what do you want to do? Do you want to be signed to a record label? Do you just want to get a distribution deal with the record label just to sell your music through that record label? You know, what are you trying to do for your music career? Are you trying to be a one-hit wonder? You know what I'm saying? Just make a little bit of cash now. Are you trying to be in for the long term of it and be an established artist, you know what I'm saying, for 3 or 4 or 5 years, just pushing out good music? You got to establish that for yourself before you start giving out any kind of music. What do you want to do with your music career? Do you even want to be having it a career, or do you just want to use the music to jump off into being an actor, you know what I'm saying, or get in the plays or some other kind of role? You have to have that decision before you can start talking about, you know, I'm doing music. Anybody,
I'm having fun with it. You know what? Y'all want my answer. I'm just having fun with it. You know what I mean? I'm already a celebrity in my city. I mean, I don't need to fucking venture off and be celebrity in every other city. But fuck, I'm having fun with this shit. Be honest with you.
But you're selling your shit, though, Goof. You are selling your shit, though.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? You selling your shit. I don't give a damn if it's 1 or 2 songs. You selling your shit. Therefore, if you could sell yourself, another record company would come along, see you on the street corner, and be like, damn, this motherfucker out here, he pushing, let me see how many units he got pushing. Step up to you, and they should be able to tell that through either ASCAP or BMI if you're registered. They should be able to tell that. You know what I'm saying? If your shit's barcoded, you know what I'm saying? If not, if you just out there selling units, they should be able to look in your trunk and see you got 1,000 motherfucking CDs. You know what I'm saying? And that'll be judged if they, and they'll stand back for a little minute to see if people are actually coming up to you buying your shit, or if you actually sit down there selling your shit. Those are the type of artists that they want. They don't want people to just bench ride. They want people that's going to get out there and help push themselves and make themselves a superstar. Because just because they're a record label, they still cannot make you a superstar. That is up to the individual artist. You also got, and this is big ups to Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? I wish you would have been there because I could have just used you for the whole fucking seminar. You know? Who has a video currently promoting a hit song? You see what I'm saying? Ashwood, KG, they just started to get into really getting into pushing videos. I'm not talking about no damn $5,000 budgeted video with 10,000, 10 cameras and all this shit with, you know, 40 different angles. I'm talking about one camera, two cameras, going around your hometown, going around the city, going around your neighborhood, and making a nice quality video. It only takes clips, and it has to relate to the music. You can't sit up here and be doing a goddamn R&B song and be in a strip club talking about, you know, and having ass shaking all over there when the song talking about something, I just want to love you more. That ain't going to motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? That ain't, no.
Apply to the theme, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it just ain't, that ain't, that crack stories wouldn't make sense if you would have flip-flopped the videos and had a bunch of Asian chicks looking like they, you know, half naked under your helm. You know, like, what crack stories is that? Ass crack stories or something? You know, like, what is that? No. That's the plot, people. You know what I'm saying? Last two are, is the song in rotation at any club or is it just street rotation? For me, a radio motherfucking buckwheat gonna tell me, well, if it ain't hot in the streets and it ain't playing in the clubs, then we ain't gonna hear it here on the radio station. Well, like I told him, yo green ass ain't in the clubs that I'm breaking records in. You don't hang out in the hood clubs. You don't hang out on the local street corners where the dudes are selling CDs. You're only in the white clubs that cater to that crowd. He's not everywhere. So this is what I'm saying. So if you're going to motherfucking want to really get your music out, then you have to go to some of them white clubs that are playing top 40 music. And they're not playing all hip-hop. They're playing a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? But then also go to the hood clubs. That's all they're playing is just the thug music and rap music. And then you also need to be on the street corners hitting every motherfucking mom and pop and CD person that's on the corner selling CDs trying to get your shit on a mixtape album or whatever. You have to do that. Because if it starts from the street and 10,000 people are riding around in their cars listening to it, you damn sure better know that one of them DJs is going to have that shit playing in the club because they hear everybody else on the streets playing it. And once they hear that from the streets and then it's playing in the club, somebody from the radio station is going to hear it in heavy rotation in this club. They might go down the street and it's in this club, go down the street and it's in this club. Therefore, they hear it now, it's in the club, then they're going to want to pick it up for the free without you even seeking the radio promotion. They're going to pick it up because that's how they judge if the song is hot or not. They don't judge by how many people call in the radio station because, like they say, you can just have a campaign going on and you can just have a group of your friends just smashing the radio station and call it five people calling back to 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 back every hour and hour, back to back to back to back, which you can do that, which has been done before. But that's how they got call ID now and they peep that shit and that's why they don't do that no more. Believe that. That doesn't work. Last but not least is biggest question, you know. Are you a star or do you want to be a star? That is a very simple but difficult question to be answered. Because when you ask an artist that, and my personal feeling is, if you come into any kind of networking event or venue, you should be dressed to impress. You feel me? You should feel that it's 10,000 people here. Def Jam Records is here. Slipper, every fucking record label is here. No matter if you step in the door and only 20 people are there. You know what I'm saying? You are there to sell yourself and promote yourself. And you're the only one that's going to be able to make yourself a star. Nobody else can't do that because nobody else knows your intentions of what you want to do with your career. So it's either to be a one-hit wonder or to be the goddamn next biggest best thing. That is all going to fall upon you as an independent artist. This was all everything that was covered at Miss Mountain's fucking A&R in the seminar. I will have clips posted on YouTube soon for everybody to kind of review it and see what was going on. We had a whole bunch of performances that night, you know what I'm saying? And the only thing I will say about artists doing performance, you should learn from Ashwood. Drink water.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, people. I'll tell you, that's a damn show. In one hand, have your microphone. In the other hand, have your drink. Because trust me,
water, people, not gin, not gin and juice, not Tanqueray, not E&J, because all of these drinks will dehydrate you. You have to be hydrated. This is what I'm saying. If I'm paying you $200 to get up on this goddamn stage, I want to see some fucking water in your hand. I don't give a damn if you got a blunt. I want to see some fucking water in your hand because I want to make sure that you're able to do your whole 6 to 10 minute set. And people think that 6 minutes is just a little bit of time. That's not when it comes to performing, walking back and forth and entertaining the crowd. Believe you me, people, try it. Get your favorite song and try to sing that bitch verbatim from beginning to the end and dance while you're doing it. See if you can keep up with it. You're not, because you're not in practice, because you're not an artist, and that's not your craft. But for the artists that are in that, that has to be your craft. You have to practice that shit. You have to practice your songs before you actually perform in any kind of, in front of any kind of crowd. And I will point out Janu and four, the five other artists that performed was jamming, but you were singing over your music. So if you take the music away and y'all got to just remember y'all shit from the brain, then that's when you will hear the true effect. That's when you will hear the artist stop. That's when you hear the artist breathing hard, you know what I'm saying, or forgetting lines, or just can't say the lines because they're out of breath.
And you know what? A real artist sounds exactly the same to what
as
he puts out.
As the goddamn CD.
Like me. When I'm out there rapping, they think it's you know, something playing in the background, and then, you know, my voice added to it, and da-da-da-da, no. You take my voice away, all you hear is the music. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Amber Craft, CEO of Urban Addiction. She said one good thing. She said, me personally, she said when I go book artists and I find them shows, I want the artist to be working out. I want that he or she needs to be in the gym working out and getting their physical fitness up, getting their wind up. You know what I'm saying? Because like I say, you are a performer. You're not an artist. You are a performer. You are here to put on a fucking show. And if you're not putting on a show or you're only putting on half of a show and then you're dying out in the rest of the show, well, then that speaks for you as a person. And people are not going to want to even patronize you because you didn't put on a good show. So fuck him or fuck her and the rest of her music.
Good. Remember, people, this is entertainment.
It's entertainment.
And you have to entertain. Or it's because if you don't entertain well, you're not going to sell well.
Oh, speaking of, let me send a shout out to my homeboy Krim from Crime City Records, who is the epitome of entertainment. A lot of artists down here are jealous of this brother. But this brother right here, you would love to see this man in the show. This nigga is down there 7 feet tall. He's like 6'7". He's taller than you, Goof. He's like 6'7", 6'8".
Damn.
Kenny. He lanky little dude, but what he does, and he got real, he the one I played Money on My Mind, and One Shot, One Kill, and the other song is him and his girl, Handstand, called Handstand. So when he come out on stage, he normally has his big-ass wrestling belt that he had specially made, you know what I'm saying, because he calls himself a champion of rap, but it's his swagger that he brings. When this dude got so hype on stage, he finds the tallest speaker in the club, and he get on top of that bitch. And he doing his show from the top of the speaker. So y'all already hearing it to the ceiling.
I love doing that.
You feel me? He already to the top of the ceiling. So then when he gets up, it just makes this man look larger than life. So people are like, damn. He got so wild, though, that he love it. That motherfucker, he'll get naked on you quick. You know what I mean? He started taking his shirt off. First thing he did, he took his shirt off. Boom, threw that bitch. He hiked. He into his show. So when he take his shirt off, really everybody's seeing his skinny-ass motherfucker. But what y'all ain't seeing is he's bringing y'all entertainment. He's keeping y'all focused on his performance. Not one person left to go get a drink. Not one person turned around to talk to a friend. Everybody was waiting on the next craziest thing this motherfucker was going to do. First, next thing he did was took his shoes off. Threw his shoes. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Sweet Cece, who picked his shoes up, was my homegirl. She was his hype person that brought him on. She picked his shoes up. She walking around the stage. This is all entertainment. This is a show going on. Setting shoes in the back. And the last thing before he finished his song or finished his set, the nigga took his motherfucking shorts off, and he was in his goddamn boxers and some socks. And still doing his goddamn song. He went into the audience. He went off stage, went into the audience because we had wireless mics. rapped, did his shit, and then came back up on stage and finished his goddamn routine. And for the throughout the whole night, he was the only one, well, of a select few that, I mean, all the artists, you know what I'm saying, gave that man a hand clap. Because that's a performance. He came to perform. And although he was all audience and none of you motherfuckers his fans, he just made all y'all fans of his music because of his performance. And now you want to fuck with him because, damn, this dude is crazy. This dude is wild. But he is entertaining. This motherfucker does a good show. And that is what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly. You want to... I mean, me, I got to work on my little entertaining skills because I just walk back and forth, and I, like, yell at the crowd and shit like that. But there's some times where I just, I get all drunk, and when I get drunk, that's when I get wild and crazy. I'll go in the crowd. I'll grab a chick. I'll do something. But, you know, when I'm just there just chilling, just, you know, just going back and forth, you know, I know I got to, you know, step up my game on the entertainment. But when I get rowdy and drunk and I'm in the crowd, oh, they love that shit. They hella love that shit. Because you's in there with them. You know what I mean? And being a fan, you always want to be a part of, you know, the music you're listening to. Because the music obviously has a connection with you because you like the music. If you know what I'm talking about. But, I don't know.
Real words spoken right there, people. Real words spoken right there. And we got to get up out of here, people, because I got to go and run around and buy some shit. Once again, go to calcellular.com, calcellular.com for cheap laptop cords. You know what I'm saying? They're looking for cheap laptop cords. Or go to bargainsale.com, and that's for cheap chargers and batteries for your digital cameras or camcorders. And that's bargainsale.com. You can go there and pick up some cheap stuff. And like I always advertise for, epathchina.com if you want to order direct. Only thing about that is when I ordered my goddamn $15 laptop charger, yeah, I only got 3 weeks of use out of this motherfucker. Now I had to niggerate this bitch to continue use.
Why? What happened to that thing?
The shit sucks.
For $15?
Get what you paid for?
Yeah, for $15, yeah, but the bitch sucks. I mean, the shit's like $70 in the stores down here, but you kind of get what you paid for, you know what I mean? Even though, which dumbfounds me, because this is the exact same place where Best Buy and everybody else is buying their shit from. But, you know, I don't know. They must be sending out, they must have a consumer price and a dealer price or quality. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you get the consumer quality. Since y'all want to just motherfucker try to bypass, well, this is what you get. And then when Dell or somebody call them, you know what I'm saying, then they send in the quality product. That's what it seems like. So, but either way.
All right, everybody. Well, I got to get out of here. Much love.
Have a great show,
Mike. Long, people.
And we're going to get it out here with the star of the show. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Crime City, who did a great show last night, man. Big up to Ms. John, who she did an excellent show, too. But like I say, y'all motherfuckers need to drink some water. That's all I'm going to say about that. Drink water before
drink
you go out
water.
There and perform. Don't smoke blunts. Don't hit drinks. Go out there and perform first and then dive all into the other shit in the after effect. Much love to Ms. Heavenly Angel and friend Valerie, right?
No, Vanessa.
Vanessa. I know it was a V off in there, and I ain't want to say venereal. You know what I'm saying?
She's still here.
Oh. But, yeah, shouts out to Vagina. I mean, you know your name, woman. You know your name. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And don't be a stranger. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you come back through. And, you know, this is what we do, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. And come on through. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, Captain Smell So Good, and international co-host, Mr. Cyanide from
see
the Netherlands.
See you tomorrow, people. See
this is what we do. Peace.
Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bankroll, so big. Rolls on my dick. Trying to get a quick lead. I got a stack queen. Bring it on down. I'm a senator. shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bankroll so big. Hold on my dick, trying to get a quick lick. I gotta stack quick, break it on down. I'ma sell this shit. I gotta keep it pushing, man. Money to the ceiling. I'm on the shoulder, paper holder, even George Dillon. Freaks to the ceiling, man. I must be amazing. Ain't selling shit, bitch. Call Perry Mason. Unsolved mystery. I'm about to let it jump a chain. Indicators weak, yeah. I'm about to let my nuts hang. Round City Records, and we do it B.I.G. Spinning things on the charter. Got your bitch off all of me. What the fuck you talking about? Your studio gang can't never kill shit, so I'ma call you Wank. I got the right girl and it's going for the lower round here in Crown City. It's a flight, tell us no. I got the snipers on the roof, my trap is hater proof. Use your money, write your heater tight, I'm ripping up the booth. I got the snipers on the roof, my trap is hater proof. Use your money, write your heater tight, I'm ripping up the booth. Yeah, money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bankroll so big. Hoes on my dick, trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack quick, break it on down, I'ma sell this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bankroll so big. Hoes on my dick, trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack quick, break it on down, I'ma sell this shit. Give me your number, yeah, I'ma hit you right back. I got a better call, a nigga on the two stacks. I gotta get my cheese up, money over everything. What the fuck I look like, with the pocket chain? Just bought a new whip on a Nana Dane. Just left the studio with the hit man. Yeah, I need to slow down, but I love a ball. Hoes on me so much, they chase me through the mall. Bitches coming down my dozen like a crater egg. Did it to the small, but she got some big legs. This looking juicy, so I call her this Lucy. Son of this bitch, when she owns that Deucey. Call me couple years, cause I make them hoes back. Or will I force a dick, cause I bet they make a bet. Or better yet, split because my money so long. When I finish this track, you'll be singing this song. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bankroll so big. Hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack queen, break it on down, I'ma sell it this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bankroll so big. Hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack queen, break it on down, I'ma sell it this shit.